Hi, this is Ben Trefney, news director at KALW. We're in a membership drive right now. You can support what we do. More than 70% of our funding comes from listeners like you. Please go to donate at kalw.org, click it, and keep these stories coming. Thank you.
KALW.
You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Colin Kaepernick ignited a heated conversation over race and patriotism with a simple gesture involving the national anthem. We're all familiar with the song. It's played at the beginning of major sporting events in the United States. Francis Scott Key wrote the lyrics during the War of 1812. After the British Army burned down the White House and Congress, they tried but failed to destroy Fort McHenry in Baltimore. Key witnessed the assault and was inspired to record his thoughts in poetry. His words were set to a drinking song, and then, more than a century later, they were declared our national anthem. The part that we always hear is the first verse. We almost never hear the rest of the poem written by Key, who was a slave owner. Some of those words are, quote, "No refuge could save the hireling and slave from the terror of flight or the gloom of the grave." On the surface, those lyrics appear to be about hunting down runaway slaves. But given the context of the time and place the poem was written, many historians say they more likely refer to the way the British Army used mercenaries and slaves to fight against the United States. But there's something else. The anthem wasn't finished. In 1861, another verse was added by Oliver Wendell Holmes Sr., a writer, educator, and father of an eventual Supreme Court justice. "By the millions unchained, who their birthright has gained, we will keep her bright blazon forever unstained." In his update to the national anthem at the onset of the Civil War, Wendell Holmes said that the flag stands for freeing the slaves. Like a holy book, the meaning of the words has changed over time.